Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chatterbox every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. only at radio.dominican.edu. And this is me, DJ Bubbles. It's nice to be back. Sorry I didn't have a show last week. I was feeling under the weather and so much to do. And, you know, the semester's coming up. The end of the semester's coming up pretty soon. And there's just lots of things to do. And there's just not enough time in the day. So I apologize for not having a show last week. But now we are back. We are ready to roll. I have a special guest tonight. And he'll be talking later on. So this is going to be a good show. So I have a guest. And we have lots of celebrity gossip. And I have a couple other news. Our TV shows that we usually talk about. And some other fun things. So I hope everyone has been having a good month of November. It's getting colder now. So it's finally starting to feel like fall. I'm wearing a sweater. My guest is wearing a sweater jacket thing. A Warriors jacket. Anyways, so we're just going to go ahead and get started as usual. So the first thing I want to just throw out there is that I have 57 more days until I fly to Orlando, Florida for the Disney College program. Now, I know some of you Disney people from the Facebook group pages are listening. I know Lucas said he was going to tune in. So, Lucas, thanks so much for tuning in. And I know we met at auditions, and that was pretty cool. So 57 more days. That's right around the corner. I'm just ready to go. Bad things have been happening. Seriously, I don't know what's going on. So, normally we talk about TV shows first, and I'll just go ahead and talk about those. We're not going to talk about the ones that I missed last week, so we're just going to talk about the ones, you know, that happened currently. So we only have Once Upon a Time and Vampire Diaries today, but last night was Once Upon a Time, and it was pretty interesting. We got to know a little bit more about Red, or Ruby, as some of you like to call her, and where she kind of originally came from. So she finally met her family, the Wolf family. And she met her mother, she met her brother, and she was learning how to accept and be the wolf. And then her mom told her that Granny was lying to her, but she really wasn't. They were just trying to protect her. But the mom was saying that you have to either choose between humanity or to be a wolf. But Snow White told her to be both because she is both. So that was pretty cool, except then we find out later the mom dies, or Ruby kills her mom by accident. She's in wolf form, so it was instinct trying to protect her friend Snow. We find, and then her brother Quinn gets killed. I know my sweet mate for Disney, she's in love with Quinn. He's all right. He's not the greatest looking one. He's cute, but Katie girl, you can have him. I'm with Hook. And we didn't get to see much of Snow and Emma on the show. We just saw them towards the end. Because you guys know that Henry and Aurora are having the same dream, and it's actually a reality because Henry gets burned. So we'll see what happens. Mr. Gold gave him a necklace to wear so he can control the dream he's in, or the nightmare, actually. Because I guess it's a place between heaven and hell, according to Mr. Gold, and it's this room that's red and it's full of fire, and he sees somebody. So the next episode, they're going to talk about their way home. And then this episode that we just saw last night, Prince Charming's quote-unquote father, stepfather, you like to call him, burns all the fairy dust. And if you guys watch the episode, the seven dwarves found the diamonds in the mine, like when they were digging and going away at it. They found the diamonds, and then they ground it up into fairy dust. But then Prince Charming's stepfather burned it, and they feel like, oh, all is lost, but they get, you know, Prince Charming is always going to find a way to bring back his family. So that's what happened on Once Upon a Time. I hope you guys can catch it. If you didn't catch it already, go do it right now. Seriously, you don't even have to listen to me. Go watch the show right now. And then we had Vampire Diaries on Thursday, so last couple days ago, we had Vampire Diaries, and I was going nuts. Because I tell you, I have work every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., so I'm unable to watch it the night of. So I always watch it before work on Friday the next day. And it was a crazy, super-duper episode. And I was screaming. There's some things I can't say on the radio because it's not appropriate in some foul language, but I was going nuts because Elena, if you guys haven't watched it, step out of the room. If you have watched it, you know that Elena kills the new vampire hunter, Connor. And I was like, girl, kill, what's his face? Like, I was just going insane because Elena's such a sweetheart and she doesn't want to hurt anyone, but she finally kills somebody and it's kind of bad because he had the tattoo. So Connor has a tattoo and that's the map of this supposed cure for vampirism, but she kills him. She doesn't know about it yet because Stefan was telling Damon to not kill him because he's the map, he's the key, but Elena has no idea and so she kills him because he took her brother, he took Elena's brother as hostage. Unfortunately now, if you guys were watching, if you guys have been keeping up with the show, Connor tells Jeremy that he's a hunter. And after Elena kills Connor, Jeremy has a tattoo. And so now he's the key and he's the map, but no one else can see it except for Jeremy. So we'll see what happens for that. Klaus was in Italy trying to dig up the dagger to, kill or whatever he was going to do. I don't remember. It's been a while. But Klaus is in Italy, so he wasn't there to help them or protect them, but he was in contact with Stefan and all of them. Also, another hostage was Matt, and I absolutely adore him. And April is another hostage, and so she's freaking out. She's crying, oh my god, what are they talking about? Vampires, those aren't real, blah, 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 but they don't really say. Connor booby-trapped the Mystic Grill, and it was a bad situation, but thankfully they got out. But I just want to see what's going to happen next week, or this week, actually, and see what happens to Jeremy and what happens to everyone else, because Elena is devastated that she killed someone. However, she killed the bad guy, but we needed him for the map, so it's like a tug and pull kind of thing. So that's what happened on Vampire Diaries. It was a pretty epic episode. We'll have to wait and see what happens next. It's really exciting. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be announcing who my special guest is. We'll talk about some celebrity gossip and just a couple other random things that I have for you, so stay tuned.
Down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. Someone no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now.
make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came.
Everybody to the Chatterbox here at radio.dominican.edu. You're with DJ Bubbles, and my show is on every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. unless I tell you otherwise. So before we took a break, if you're just joining us, we just talked about the TV shows Once Upon a Time in Vampire Diaries. I told you guys I was having a guest tonight. We might have two. I'm not sure if my friend Kayla can come in, but hopefully she can just for a little bit. So we're going to talk about celebrity gossip. But first, I want to tell you about this terrible weekend that I had, and then we can talk about celebrity gossip. So basically what happened is Saturday night I had a game I had to perform at, so for cheer here at Dominican. And I was holding one of those big signs, and I was, like, really getting into it. But then when I brought the sign down, it was bad. It was all bad. So I hit my mouth, but the sign had cut the inside of my top lip, so the laceration, that skin that, like, holds your, like, attaches to your gums, to your lips or whatever. Yeah, so I took a chunk off of that, and it hurt so bad. I was so into it. I was so into, you know, cheering for the audience because it was our first real game. And then I hurt myself. So I had to go to the ER because the advice nurse told me that she wanted to make sure that it was going to heal properly. Good news is that a really, really hot, I wouldn't say he was a doctor. I told on my Facebook I said he was a doctor, but he was more of an assistant, I guess. I don't know if he was a nurse or if he was just an assistant. I don't know what he was. But he was really good looking, and he kept walking by, and then he helped me, and he made me feel better. But unfortunately, he's married. I mean, come on. This is such a bummer, and I know my guest is laughing over here, but it made everything a little bit better, and my mom and dad were there, so they were there for support. So that was my terrible weekend, but now it's a new week, it's a new day, so hopefully it gets better. And again, the semester's almost over, which means I'm that much closer to Disney. So we're going to talk about the celebrity gossip now. No Doubt is back. If you guys remember the band No Doubt with Gwen Stefani, she's back, they're back. There's a picture of them on the internet, and they were at a red carpet event, I believe, and they're back, and they haven't been around for a few years, actually. So it's nice to see them back, and not her just doing her own thing, but it was cool when we were seeing her doing her own thing. And the biggest celebrity gossip news I have for you, now this is an article from E! Online, so I'm going to head and pull that up. If you really don't know already, I'm sorry if you don't. But if you do, that's cool too. So on E! News, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez breakup. Yes, everyone, it's official. All you ladies who love Justin Bieber, he is now single. All you fellas who love Selena Gomez, she's single. Get up on that. Seriously, you don't want to take a chance and just wait around. So on Friday, November 9th, 2012, this is when they posted the article. So Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have gone their separate ways. They broke up about a week ago, a source exclusively tells E! News. So a week before the 9th of November. Because of their crazy schedules, it was getting harder and harder to maintain a relationship, the source says. So much for wearing their hearts on their tees. Rumors that the adorable twosome had split started gaining traction in the last couple of weeks, but hit a high note just last night when Bieber, who's 18 years old, was spotted seeing The Lion King on Broadway with a group of people that included a 19-year-old Victoria's Secret model, Barbara Palvin. Gomez, who's 20, and the Biebs went public with their romance in February 2011 when they attended the Vanity Fair Oscar party together. "I am happy," she told us a few months later about their romance. "I'm really happy." Justin's mom talks about the adorable Selena. "No surprise, but many rabid Bieber fans have had it in for Gomez since day one, frequently attacking her via the internet. It hurts. It really does," she told or once told Z100 Radio in NYC. "I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. I've been best friends with him for a very long time. It doesn't hurt my feelings a lot, but I try not to focus on it." So hopefully these two can be friends. It's a little shocking that they can't stay together. It seems like everyone is getting together and then they're breaking up and then or divorcing or whatever the case may be. And it's kind of sad, but I mean, I feel that Selena can do better. I don't know what my guests will think here in a few minutes. But also, there's another scandal going on. I forgot to tell about this. The voice of Elmo steps down from Sesame Street, and he's denying a relationship with a 16-year-old boy. So there's some charges made, and I yeah, I don't really want to go into that, but I loved Elmo. Elmo was my guy when I saw Sesame Street when I was little, and now the voice of Elmo has stepped down because of some relationship with a 16-year-old boy. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it. That's a little bit awkward, and, you know, it's just like that childhood memory. It's just ruined. It's shattered. My dreams are gone. So now I'm going to introduce you to my guest. He is here with me this evening, and I can't be more thankful. And so with me, I have Showtime, and his show is on Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. with Cope Dog, and it's all sorts of sports. So guys, if you're listening right now, you want to check out their show. It's pretty cool. I've listened to it. So Showtime, thank you so much for coming to my show this evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bubbles. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So you guys don't know, unless you're listening, but Showtime and I are bro FFs. That we just figured this out today. We used to call each other BFFs, but then he asked me what was it, Showtime? What would you want to do on Facebook?
On Facebook, people list their family, and a lot of times it's not actually their, you know, blood relatives.
Right.
It's just friends that they call cousins, brothers, whatever.
Right.
So I requested Bubbles here. There's no BFF as a title you could put next to a person. So I guess she became my sister on Facebook.
Yes, so I became his sister, which is totally fine. I don't mind that. But so this is my wonderful, wonderful bro FF, BFF, whatever you want to call him. So he's here, and now we're going to talk about the hottest celebrities of the week. I let Showtime pick his female celebrity, and I chose my own male celebrity. So I'll go ahead and start with the hottest male celebrity of the week. And this week it is Frankie Muniz. Now, I know a lot of people might have forgotten about him, but he's just such a cutie pie. I watched Stay Alive and Showtime. Have you ever heard of that movie?
I have not.
Okay, so basically this movie is a scary movie, and it's about this video game that when you play the video game and if you die in the video game, it really happens to you in real life exactly how you died in the game. So Frankie Muniz is in this movie, and he's so adorable. He's so much younger than, but I looked at a picture of him recently, and he's very handsome, and he was on Malcolm in the Middle. Have you seen Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay,
everybody
well
knows
then,
that.
Okay, well, you don't know, because some people might not have TVs. Come on. So Frankie Muniz is your hottest male celebrity of the week, and then I did ask Showtime who he'd like to see as the female celebrity of the week. So Showtime, take it away.
All right, for the female celebrity of the week, we got J-Lo, handpicked by me, Jennifer Lopez. She's getting up there in age a little bit, but she's timeless. She ages like fine wine, so.
Fine wine. Yeah. Oh, I like how you describe that.
Yeah, she's a cutie, just as Frankie Muniz is, but from the female side. She's got talent. She could sing, act. As you all know, she's an American Idol judge now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And she's kind of like how Paula Abdul was on American Idol. She kind of gives everybody love, you know? She rarely says something bad about
a contestant. She's a nice one. She's a nice one.
And the female one. She's
true.
She's usually nice on their female judge.
Yeah, that's true.
With Steven Tyler, he's pretty nice, too.
Oh, well, I don't really watch American Idol so much anymore.
I mean, Simon Cowell makes everybody look nice, right? Remember Simon Cowell?
Yeah, he was... I didn't like him. I did not like him.
What's he on now? X Factor?
Yeah, he's on something. Like, to be really honest, I think it's stupid how they're coming up with, like, The Voice and American Idol and X Factor when it's all the same thing. All of it. Even America's Got Talent, because a lot of them are singers on there. So I just feel like you should just stick it to one show and be done. But, so... Is there any other reason why you chose J-Lo as a female celebrity of the week?
Have you seen J-Lo?
Yes, I've seen pictures of J-Lo. Got to keep up with my celebrity news.
Yeah, J-Lo, she's a She's got the nice body. She even has the New York accent, and I kind of like that. She makes it sound cute.
She's a cutie, then. Voice,
yeah.
So she's an older, mature cutie. Okay. So everyone, those are your hottest celebrities of the week. So we have Frankie Muniz as your hot male celebrity and Jennifer Lopez as your hottest female celebrity. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know I did. I know Showtime did because he got to pick, and I know he's like drooling over Miss Lopez. So if Jennifer Lopez is actually listening right now, you should marry this guy because he is awesome. He's really awesome.
Thank you, Bubbles.
Anytime, BFF, bro FF, whatever. I'm just going to call you both. I'll switch it up every once in a while. So now we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple things that Showtime has brought to my attention. Talking about Dude Perfect, some videos that he showed me, and they're really, really awesome. So he'll go and explain that. And I'm going to ask about one of the games that happened yesterday that was pretty interesting. There's a couple articles I have, and I do want to share a song with you, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Look into my eyes. You know it's true. Every
fall line, curled into the fog alone, so no one knows where I fall in. Peace be the compromise. Help me find myself again without having to look too long. When my body's rested, I'll know where my mind's gone. I let my heart become as hard as the bed I'm lying on. Home below, I watch the light dim shine.
Welcome back to the Chatterbox, here with me, JJ Bubbles, only at radio.dominican.edu. My show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., so put it on your calendars, remind it on your phone, something, so you don't miss out on the show. So I know we took a little bit of a longer break than I said, because I said it was going to be a shorter break, but you know, Showtime and I were talking about lots of stuff, and we were just having a blast over here, and there are some things I would totally let you guys hear about it, but there's some things we just can't talk about on air. So recently I discovered, well, not discovered, but I was just on YouTube one day, and I'm a fan of Bruno Mars, like I'm a big fan of Bruno Mars, and he came out with a new single, and it's called Young Girls, and so his new album will be coming out on December 11th this year. So I'm really looking forward to that album. I told my mom, who's listening, so thanks mom for listening, to... I just told her that I was going to buy it. I'm really excited for it. So I'm going to play the song for you this evening, this wonderful evening. So again, the song is called Young Girls. You can find it on YouTube. And this video was actually published on November 6th. So I'm going to go ahead and get that ready for you. So take a listen, because it's definitely worth hearing. Sorry guys, it's a little technical difficulties here, but I'm getting up and running very, very soon, so just stay tuned for a few minutes. It's being silly, so I see it like the buffer. There we go.
I spend all my money, bought a big old fancy car for these bright-eyed honeys. Oh yeah, you know who you are. Keep me up till the sun is high, till the birds start calling my name. I'm addicted and I don't know why. Guess I've always been this way. All these roads steer me wrong, but I still drive them all night long, all night long. Are you young, wild girls? You make a mess of me. Yeah, you young, wild girls. You'll be the death of me, the death of me. Are you young, wild girls? No matter what you do,
Young Girls by Bruno Mars. And if you like that song, you can buy the single now. He also has a song Locked Out of Heaven, which I played for you a while back. That's also available on iTunes. But if you want to just wait for the entire album, go ahead. It comes out in less than a month. I know it's going to be really hard for me to wait, but I can do it. So that was the Bruno Mars song I wanted to share with you guys. I'm thinking of singing that at the Night of Stars at Disney, which is like a talent show, and I have to audition for it, so hopefully with that song, I'm good to go. And so now, I will bring my special guest Showtime back on the air with you, everyone, and we are going to talk about a couple things that he brought to my attention, or one thing in particular, but I heard, so Showtime, I heard that the 49ers game, they tied, like, I'm assuming you watch it since you're a sports fanatic. So can you tell us and our listeners about what happened exactly?
Yeah, I caught most of the game yesterday, but I didn't catch the end. I was working. But anyway, it was the first tie game in the NFL in the last 4 years. And so it was 24-24 the final. They went into overtime, tied, obviously. And in the NFL, there's only, and I forgot this rule, even being the sports guy that I am, there's only one period of overtime, one 15-minute quarter. And if you're still tied after that in the NFL, that's it. Unless, of course, it's a playoff game.
Right.
But, you know, in college, the format's totally different. There's no clock. Each team gets the ball to start overtime at the opponent's 25-yard line.
Okay.
So it's like really easy to score, and it makes it more likely to get a winner, to decide a winner in that game quickly because it's easier to score. But in the NFL, it's just like the start of a game or a half, you just kick off the ball. You flip a coin.
Right.
You know, and if the first team with the ball scores a field goal, then the other team still has a chance to score. They get the ball back. But if the first possession is a touchdown, then the game's over.
That's just so weird because, wait, who were they playing yesterday?
The St. Louis Rams.
Okay, so that's nuts, because I saw a couple things on Facebook how, like, oh, they tied, what happens, or, like, that's not supposed to happen. I had no idea. Now, I've grown up with my dad watching some football games sometimes, but that's never happened when I watched it with him, and so I never knew about that whole rule. So what do you do when you tie? Do you just, like, play them again, or what exactly do you do? Do you just, or just be done with it?
No, that's it. I mean, they do play the Rams again this season, but that's only because they're in the Niners division, so they just play them more than once.
Okay.
That's how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, I forgot about that rule myself. Last time it happened was 4 years ago, but it's just, you know, a rare thing. And even some of the players on the 49ers didn't know that either, that
really?
You could tie. Yeah, so they were like, where's everybody going? Did somebody, like, forfeit? Yeah, the safety on the Niners, Deshaun Goldson, was like he didn't even know what was going on. So Coach Harbaugh should have communicated that to the players better. I think that, hey, if we don't win here, it's a tie.
I feel because it just hasn't happened in so long that they didn't feel that they needed to say anything. But I feel if you're an NFL player, you should know that, or at least be aware of it. I mean, I didn't know, and I'm not like a sports fanatic like you are, but I mean, I do watch football sometimes, or I'll watch baseball sometimes, and usually I pick the team who I want. So, like, say 49ers against the Rams, I would probably pick the 49ers over the Rams. I just, like, pick that's who I want to win. But I do have a favorite team, that's the Miami Dolphins, because I love Dolphins. But I also know someone from high school who has been recruited onto the team, and it's just a really good honor for him. And it's like, yeah, my team has someone I knew from high school. So it's pretty cool. So, and so you said you saw most of the game then? So you didn't, like...
Yeah, I didn't catch overtime. I heard some of it on the radio. It was just a crazy game. There were a couple missed field goals in overtime, one by each team. So those were chances to win right there. And there
they
was,
failed.
Actually saw this one play at the beginning of overtime for the Rams, this huge 80-yard pass play that set them up nicely, like right around the goal line. It looks like they were going to score a touchdown, but then there's a penalty on the play, so it got called all the way back.
Aww.
So that was huge.
Dang.
And, yeah, there were a bunch of miscues, and it was just a back-and-forth game. And it had to end in a tie after all that. So
after all of that work,
it just leaves you feeling
end.
Really weird, especially if you went to the game. I can only imagine how that would feel.
Just be like, so.
Yeah.
So when one of your friends asks you, so who won the game? They tied. What? They tied, literally. That's just a little bit awkward. I don't know what to say about that. So, I mean, I learned something new about football that, you know, if that happens and it's just a tie and that's the end of it and then you move on, that's just so awkward to say, oh, yeah, you know, we tied. What? I thought you were supposed to win. Like, one team was supposed to win.
Yeah, it's almost as if the game didn't even happen, because in the standings, that doesn't mean anything, a tie. The Niners right now are 6-2-1, 6 wins, 2 losses, 1 tie. If another team is 6-2, they would be tied with them.
That's
so
weird.
It doesn't mean anything.
So it was like they wasted all that time for nothing. So it must have been a good game, at least, to have a tied score. But then it must have been bad because there were so many, like, penalties and flags and whatever.
Yeah, the 49ers did make some mistakes, but at least they didn't lose.
Yeah, so they could say, we both won. That's just, no.
No.
You don't hear that in football. So anyways, the next thing we're going to talk about is something Showtime brought to my attention. And it's these videos on YouTube, and they call themselves Dude Perfect. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so... why don't you go ahead and tell us what they're all about?
Well, I saw this video a while back on YouTube. Came across these guys, looked like they're about college age, maybe a little bit older. They have tons of videos, like the one I saw. I only saw one, and then later I figured out there were much more, many more. These guys do these trick basketball shots. And they film them themselves, these five guys. One guy, I forgot his name, he does most of the shots himself. And it's just really amazing to watch. I mean, these guys are just, you know, amateurs, just kids playing around, having fun. Their first video is just, you know, how they started out, low budget, just No sponsorships or anything, just in their backyard making like hook shots and shots over houses and, you know, one-handed throwing the ball from, you know, over the fence. Just things that seem kind of simple compared to what they do now, but they were still, you know, pretty good back then. And they only show the shots they make usually. Sometimes they'll show bloopers, but so it just gives you an idea of they probably have to do like 30 takes of some of these shots before they can catch them making one on film.
Right. So I know we have watched a few of these in class when we're supposed to be paying attention, but we did watch them prior to class when it started, but then we were trying to finish one video. And they use a couple Frisbees in some of the videos, and one of them was with this guy who threw a Frisbee off the bridge, and then there's this boat, and it goes and chases after the Frisbee, and some guy jumps out of the boat and catches the Frisbee. That was probably one of my favorite ones. And then you showed me ones that they were throwing a basketball from way up in the stadium down into this one single itty-bitty basketball hoop, and it was just nuts. Like, who, I mean, that's talent right there. Like, oh, you know, it's just shooting a basket. No, it's pure talent, guys. Everyone, it's pure talent, and it takes a lot of practice. I know that would be really fun to do. And didn't they do one where they had a truck, or they had a truck, and they put the basketball hoop in the truck, and they drove the truck, and then the person shot the basket and made it in?
Yeah, they one guy threw a basketball into a basketball hoop that was in the back of a truck as the truck was driving away from him pretty fast. So just high degree of difficulty on these shots, and their whole philosophy is go big. They even wrote a book and had it published called, like, Go Big, I think it was called.
They wrote a book. So if you guys want to check out the book, it's called Go Big, right? Go Big by Dude Perfect. And then I know Showtime has brought up a goals list that Dude Perfect has. And so there's a couple, we've looked at it earlier, but there's a couple things on there that they've already done. And then there's other things that they still want to do. So do you want to go ahead and read off the ones that they've done? And then I'll go ahead and read off the ones that they still want to do.
Sure. First, though, let me just tell you a little bit about them.
All right, go ahead.
More in depth. This is from their website, actually, dudeperfect.com. Just some of their accolades. So I'm going to read this.
Go for it.
Listed by Advertising Age as one of YouTube's hottest brands, Dude Perfect has used its crazy basketball shots to inspire millions with their contagious go big philosophy. In the 3 short years since they exploded onto the scene, Dude Perfect has filmed basketball videos all over the world and worked with Fortune 500 brands such as GMC, ESPN, AT&T, and Southwest Airlines. With over 73 million views across their online content, they've walked the ESPYs red carpet, been featured on Jimmy Kimmel, Regis and Kelly, GMA, CSPN, or CBS Evening News, and other shows around the globe, and even had their work aired commercially during primetime events such as the NBA Finals and the FIFA World Cup. So that's just some of what they have on their website. And you guys got to check out their videos on YouTube. Just type in Dude Perfect. They got a bunch. They
yes,
got their own channel.
They do have a lot, so you guys need to check it out. So, Showtime, go ahead and read off of the Dude Perfect's goal list that they have done already and that they've gotten it, and then I'll go ahead and read the ones that they still want to do. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, let's go.
Make a YouTube video that reaches 1 million views. Check. Make the SportsCenter top 10 plays. Check, which they just did about a week ago, I think.
Nice.
Support less fortunate children in third world countries. Check. Walk down a real red carpet. Check at the ESPYs. Make a shot out of an airplane. Check. And they also made a shot out of a blimp, a Goodyear blimp once. Meet someone that plays in the NBA. They also did that.
So those are the things that Dude Perfect has done. And now I will go ahead and read the list of what they still want to accomplish. So the first one is hang out at the Fantasy Factory with Rob Dyrdek and Big Black. And I think that's a good goal. I love them. The next one is be on TV on a TV show with Bear Grylls, is it? Okay. And then there's another one is play the Jonas Brothers in a softball/basketball game. So we'll see how that goes. And we have a throw the first pitch at a Rangers game, and they are from Texas. Is that correct, Showtime?
Yes, they are.
All right, so this is why they have that stuff in there. And then we have go hunting with former President George W. Bush at his ranch in Crawford. And that's a bit of a long shot. I know Showtime and I talked about that. It's a little bit of a long shot for that.
But you got to go big, as
they say. You got to go big, exactly. The other one is be on a Wheaties box. The next one is shoot a quote-unquote zero-gravity shot at NASA. And it's unfortunate because my brother's girlfriend used to work at NASA, so she could have maybe gotten a hookup. But, you know, that's okay. Then the next one is have their own TV show. The next one is be in a music video with T Swift or Taylor Swift, as you guys know her. Play horse against MJ and Larry Bird. Make a shot at the North Pole. And the last one is play guitar with John Mayer and Keith Urban. So that's the country in them as well. So I think those are some pretty good goals. Do you think they're going to accomplish all of them, or do you think they're going to accomplish some of them?
I would say at least most of them.
At least most of them.
Give them time. They're young. They're growing. If they get their own TV show or something like that, their popularity will explode, and then maybe they can meet up with George W. Bush.
George W. Bush. I think that's a pretty good goals list. I'm actually a little bit surprised that they don't have more on their page. But those are awesome goals. Like, I really like the Taylor Swift one, and I really like the first one, which was hanging out the Fantasy Factory with Rob Dyrdek and Big Black, and they had their own show. But if Dude Perfect gets their own show, I think that'll bring their popularity out and more people will be aware of them, and it'll just continue to grow. I mean, they're already doing so well from what you've shown me, and there's so many videos, which is really cool. And I don't know, it's just awesome. I think it's really cool. So thank you so much for showing me all of that. It was something, you know, I started laughing. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw what they were doing. And it takes a lot of time and dedication for that, I would say.
Yeah, they make it look really easy. I mean, if you or I tried these shots, you know, we couldn't make them.
Are we going to? Are we going to try? Do you think we should?
We should. We got to start small, though, and then go big.
BFF, we got to do this. We got a gym here at Dominican, so we can start from there and then just do insane stuff.
Yeah, that's how they started out.
All right, so I think we should do it. I mean, I have 57 more days before I go to Florida. But if we don't have time to do it then, I have all year next year when I'm a senior and you're a sophomore, which is totally awesome. Whoop, whoop. So now... Showtime. Now that, you know, we're coming to the end of our show, do you have any plans for the weekend? I mean, I know it's only Monday, but do you have any plans at all?
I'll be working. I know that. And I have a friend who's going to school in Boulder, Colorado right now. He'll be flying back for Thanksgiving break, so I'll probably hang out with him. And that's about it right now.
That's good to hear. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And because we only do have a couple more minutes, there is one article that I want to get to real quick. For all you ladies out there who are trying to lose that weight and trying to burn off some calories, here's some sneaky little ways to burn them. And this article is from Cosmopolitan. So the first one is to get jacked. Jumping jacks are a quick and easy calorie burner. Do them after you roll out of bed to wake up, while you're waiting for the shower to warm up, when your coffee is brewing. You get the point. And then you lose 10 calories per minute. The next one is to squat when you blow dry. Drying your hair can take forever. Maximize your time by doing squats while you dry. The calories you burn, 70 every 5 minutes. So the longer you blow dry your hair, the more calories you burn. The next one is, I actually did this earlier, is tapping your toes. When you're sitting at your desk, tap your toes 25 times, then do it with the other foot. The calories you'll burn will be 24 to 30. The next one is use commercial breaks. We know you're not riveted by the ads, so hop up when they're on and do standing lunges. Every hour of TV contains 20 to 30 minutes of commercials, so they add up. The number of calories you burn is 120. The next one is skip the elevator and take the stairs. It's a no-brainer, right? But there's a reason why you've heard it's so good for you. It's an amazing calorie burner. Calories burn is 10 per flight of stairs, which is pretty good. And I've been trying to take the stairs more than the elevator, because there are a couple elevators here at school. The next one is do microwave squats. While you're waiting for your dinner to defrost, do wall squats instead of leaning against the counter. The calories burn is 12 to 15 every 30 seconds. The next one is crunch before bed. Before you crawl between the sheets, take 5 minutes to do crunches. Your abs will look amazing and you'll burn a bunch of calories in the process. The calories you burn are 40. And the last one is catching some Z's. We get behind this one. You can burn lots of extra calories by getting a good night's sleep. The number of calories you burn is 60 per hour. So ladies, get those pretty eyes to bed and get some sleep, because you actually lose calories when you're sleeping. So those are the sneaky little ways you can burn some calories, and that article is from Cosmopolitan. So we are at the end of the show, and I wanted to thank Showtime for being my special guest. Showtime, thank you so much for being on my show. It was great to have you. Great to have my BFF, bro FF on the show. And thank you to my friends and my family for listening and supporting me. And to all my Disney friends out there on the Facebook group pages, I will see you soon. I will be talking to you guys later. Chelsea, I hope you're listening in Texas out there. And I love you, girl. I love you to death. Kira, I know you're listening, so thank you so much for listening. So everyone, I hope you have a wonderful night. And don't forget, you have been listening to The Chatterbox with DJ Bubbles. My show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. only at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much again, and have a wonderful night.
Since I came around, been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. Black the Bee.